It's Friday 29th of March, and this is This Week in Tabletop RPG, brought to you by EN World Live. If you enjoy Dungeons & Dragons lore, you may be interested in the new novel, Dungeons & Dragons The Fallbacks, Bound for Ruin. There are a whole host of books in the Forgotten Realms fiction category, and this book introduces a new group of adventurers, the Fallbacks. The book is available to purchase now, and a full review is up on EN World. The use of AI in tabletop RPG space continues to be a controversial topic. Recent interviews with Hasbro's CEO Chris Cox lets us know that Dungeons & Dragons is continuing to explore how AI can be used. As a quote, "We're trying to do a new AI project experiment once every 2 to 3 months. You'll see more of how we're thinking about how we can integrate AI and how we can integrate digital and physical gaming over time. I think the most major entertainment and IP holders are at least thinking about it." You can read more about Hasbro's AI plans in this week's article by Michael Tresker on EN World. Green Ronin Publishing released the Fantasy Age Quick Start for the second edition of the fast-paced adventure game engine RPG. The Quick Start is free to download on DriveThruRPG and features a streamlined version of the rules introducing them to you, pre-generated characters, and an adventure. If you are gaming on a budget, at EN World we have a weekly article summarising all of the TTRPG freebies of the week we can find, plus details of discounted bundles. On social media this week, many folks have been reacting to a quote by Brennan Lee Mulligan stating, "Calling D&D a combat-orientated game would sort of be like looking at a stove and being like, this has nothing to do with food. You can't eat metal. Clearly this contraption is for moving gas around and having a clock on it. If it was about food, then there would be some food here. What you guys should get is a machine that is either made of food or has food in it. I'm going to bring the food. The food is my favourite part. Because D&D has so many combat mechanics, you are destined to tell combat stories, but I fundamentally disagree. Combat is the part I'm least interested in simulating through improvisational storytelling, so I need a game to do that for me, whilst I take care of emotions, relationships, character progression, because that shit is intuitive and I understand it well. I don't intuitively understand how an arrow moves through a fictional airspace." Some people agree with Brennan, while others are arguing against his points. Either way, it has started an interesting discussion regarding different TTRPG systems and the role they play in different stories. What are your thoughts? If you'd like to hear these stories discussed in more detail, you can listen to Morris's unofficial Tabletop RPG Talk podcast, or you can read all about it at enworld.org. I'm Jessica, and that was This Week in Tabletop RPG.